The snow fell thickly. We were forbidden to sit down or even to move. The snow began to form a thick layer over our blankets. They brought us bread, the usual ration. We threw ourselves upon it. Someone had the idea of appeasing his thirst by eating the snow. Soon the others were imitating him. As we were not allowed to bend down, everyone took his spoon and ate the accumulated snow off his neighbor's back, a mouthful of bread and a spoonful of snow. The SS who were watching laughed at this spectacle. Hours went by. Our eyes grew weary of scouring the horizon for the liberating train. It did not arrive until much later in the evening, an infinitely long train composed of cattle wagons with no roofs. The SS pushed us in, 100 to a carriage. We were so thin. Our embarkation completed, the convoy set out.
It's a miracle that Eli and his father are still alive. Imagine running for miles through bitter cold and darkness, without sleep and without food, while dozens of other runners fall and die around you. Imagine that when you finally get to the building where you're going, the rush to get out of the cold is so intense that people are falling on top of each other and getting trampled and suffocated to death. Then imagine being locked inside this building for 3 days with no food, no water, and dead bodies all around you. This is what Eli and his father have been through since they left Buna. Now, after 3 days at Gleiwitz, the Russian army is closing in, so the SS soldiers are forcing Eli and the other survivors to move again. The two of them are taken with the other prisoners to wait for a train. By this time, the prisoners are so thirsty they decide to eat snow off each other's shoulders. Unbelievably, the SS soldiers think this is funny. Sometimes Eli wonders whether living in the camps for so long has turned him and the other prisoners into animals, but in this scene, it is clear that it's the SS officers who are truly animals. Finally, the train arrives and the prisoners are packed inside with no food or light. I wonder where they are going. Let's start the next chapter on page 93.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 5 into your CD player and begin reading the next chapter at the top of page 93.